It's the first Monday of the month, and that means it's time for Mondays with Mike. Once a month, we bring in a head honcho from Wisconsin Public Radio to respond to your questions and feedback. And today, the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Arnold, is here, ready to hear from you. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday, August 6th. We talked about the Sikh temple shooting in Oak Creek yesterday between 6 and 7 this morning, and we also asked one of our congressional candidates about it in our last half hour. Kathleen Dunn is going to continue the conversation on the implications of the mass shooting yesterday, which left 7 dead, including the gunmen, injured 3 others critically, including a police officer. Authorities are planning a news conference for 10 o'clock this morning, and I'm sure Kathleen and her guests will be able to bring you the very latest in the investigation and the implications of this tragedy coming up after 10 o'clock this morning. Pretty sure At Issue with Ben Marins will also have some news and some different perspectives on what happened at the Sikh temple in Oak Creek after 4 o'clock this afternoon as well. But for now, we take a pause from that discussion to discuss programming that you hear or don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. And we ask you what kind of programming serves you best on Wisconsin Public Radio. And I'm curious to know, if you could create a show, if you could produce a show, what would it sound like? What would it be about? When would it be broadcast? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let me welcome Mike Arnold, Associate Director and Director of Content for Wisconsin Public Radio. He joins us in the studio. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. Good to be here.
Good to have you with us. Mike number two, in case we have new listeners with us. Mike Arnold is our associate director, director of content. You might consider that program director. That's maybe an easier way to think of that. Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He is often with us on this first Monday of each month, but sometimes if Mike Crane can't be here, Mike Arnold is, and we're happy to have him. There is some programming news also, some programming changes in the works. Mike, what's going on?
Yes, we have some changes coming up in just a couple weeks here on the Ideas Network. We're going to take a couple programs that you are used to hearing as specials and turn them into weekly programs. Both The Moth and Radio Lab are two programs that you've normally heard, I think, on Saturday afternoons at 3 o'clock in part of our specials block. Well, Radio Lab is going to be available on a weekly basis, and so will The Moth. So we decided that we're going to give them a regular place on the schedule. Radio Lab will be heard Saturday afternoons at 3 o'clock, replacing the specials slot. And we'll continue to do special programs. We'll just do them at different times from time to time. And then The Moth Radio Hour will begin being heard on Friday nights at 7 o'clock. So that'll be a nice addition as well. So we're adding those to the Ideas Network. I'm also making a few adjustments on our news and classical service, too. We're going to be adding the show From the Top, which is a program hosted by pianist Christopher O'Reilly, and it features musicians from 8 to 18. Performing music, primarily classical music, and that'll be Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. We're also introducing a new program called Sunday Brunch with Anders Yoakum, which is on Sunday mornings starting at 10 o'clock. And we're going to be adding a new program on Saturday mornings. It's actually a new version of a program that's been on Wisconsin Public Radio for a long time. It's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know Radio Hour, which is a condensed version of What Do You Know. And you'll be able to hear that on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on the NPR News and Classical Service.
That is interesting. A lot of people might be surprised to know that there is a What Do You Know Radio Hour.
Yeah. Michael is the hardest working man in public radio. He produces two shows for public radio stations every week, the two-hour version, which you normally hear here on the Ideas Network, and then he also produces a shorter version. There are a lot of stations that would like to have a more condensed version of What Do You Know that allows for newscasts and things like that. So for the past few years, Michael's been working on producing a condensed version of What Do You Know that's available to stations like that. It actually does really well on a number of stations. So we thought, well, why is it that we're not airing it? So we decided to start airing that at 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings on the NPR News and Glasgow service.
So this hour is sort of, it's condensed, it's sort of the best of. It's not a live two-hour show, but all the good stuff compacted into 1 hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Neat.
It's a condensed version. Yeah.
What happens to the best of our knowledge then?
We'll be actually what we're doing is adding an additional hour of that. There are a lot of people who enjoy the combination of To the Best of Our Knowledge and Weekend Edition Saturday and Sunday on the NPR News and Classical Service. So we're going to have it as a lead-in to that. It's going to start at 6 a.m. And we know from stations that carry it around the country that that works really well for them. So we suspect that that's going to be a good thing for To the Best of Our Knowledge. You also can still hear it at 9 o'clock on Sundays as well. So that's
what
we're doing.
Sounds good. Lots of interesting changes coming up. And when do those start again?
It starts the week after next, the weekend after next. So I think the 17th, is that right?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
I suppose there's a overall, why do this, Mike?
Well, one of the things that we're trying to do is we do hear often in this venue, you know, when we talk to listeners about what they hear, that people would like to hear more things and different things on Wisconsin Public Radio. So we're trying to offer that. For a long time, our schedule was pretty much the same for a long time. And we know that there are new programs. I think Radio Lab and The Moth are good examples of that, where we were able to introduce them through the specials slot, and people grew to like them. And now they're available on a weekly basis. So we thought we'd do that. But we also just want to keep, you know, growing and innovating here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So it's a good way for us to do that.
And you are on the lookout for a new program or creating a new program for Wisconsin Public Radio. What are you looking for?
Well, we're not exactly sure yet, but we think that we have heard again on this program and actually through comments from listeners that they'd like to hear another new program from Wisconsin Public Radio on the Ideas Network. And so that's one of the things that we're working on and trying to figure out exactly what that would be and what it would sound like. So we have some ideas inside, but if anybody has any suggestions on what kind of Ideas Network program they'd like to hear, feel free to give us a call.
I would love to hear those ideas. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I think you can also post on the Wisconsin Public Radio Facebook page as well, as there's a posting up there. We are talking with Mike Arnold, Associate Director and Director of Content for Wisconsin Public Radio. So if you could create your own kind of program that would air on the Ideas Network, what would it be? What would it be about? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Or if you have any question at all about programming on either network or any of our programming services here at Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Arnold is here to answer those questions. We have a lot of special political programming coming up too as well on Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike.
We do. We have another election coming. It seems like just
always
nonstop elections, I tell you. I don't know what to say, but we have the real primary coming up
August 14th.
A week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a week from tomorrow. So we have a number of forums and events, and I'm trying to remember which day it is today. Let's see. It's
Monday the 6th today.
The 6th. Mm-hmm. So today we've had the candidate forums. And then this afternoon, Ben Marins is going to have some candidate forums for the U.S. Senate primary. So that'll be a good thing to listen to. We're also going to be doing the U.S. Senate primary debate on Friday, this Friday. And Tuesday, August 14th, is the election night coverage that we'll have. So that's just some of the things coming up. It's all listed on our website, I believe. But also a great resource. This is something that we've heard a lot from people lately, is how much they enjoy WisconsinVote.org, which is a website that we put together with Wisconsin Public TV. And it sort of brings together all the election information that you need to know about what's going on. You can read about the candidates, you can get bios, and you can listen to all of the appearances that they've had on different programs here on the Ideas Network and elsewhere. And it's a really great resource. So that's another place that you can go if you want to sort of get prepared for the primary. You're ready to vote again. It's a good place to go.
Yeah, WisconsinVote.org. We also have that just reminded me that we also are working with Wisconsin Public Television on a Wisconsin drought website, Mike. And I know I participated in a special with the Wisconsin Public Television folks on the drought a couple of weeks ago. We're going to be doing more of this.
Yeah. We have we actually do have a Wisconsin drought website for people who are concerned about issues related to the drought, I think, which is primarily affecting the southern part of the state. And basically, we've created a website very much like Wisconsin Vote that brings together resources, not just from Wisconsin Public Radio and TV, but also from UW Extension and other places, and also the Drought Monitor page and stuff like that. And you can go to that just by typing in wisconsindrought.org, and you'll see that resource as well. And it showcases a lot of really good programs that have been on the Ideas Network and also some reporting from our reporters.
We have a listener who emailed us. I have been a WPR fan since 1977. My children have brought me into the current century with the gift of an iPad. Is there an app for WPR? Well, what about that?
Yes, there is an app for that. We finally have an iPad app. We have an iPhone app already, but we just introduced a new iPad app, and it's really pretty cool from what I hear from people who have those. So if you have an iPad, you can now get an app at the Apple Store. We're also working on an Android app, and I've had a chance to see this in advance because I have an Android phone. Ooh. And it works pretty well. So we're hoping that will be offered pretty soon as well. But if you have an iPad and you want to be able to read all of our stories or listen to all of our stories, listen to the Ideas Network, listen to anything, you can also listen to things on demand, go to the what do they call that? The Apple Store, and you can get the iPad app for Wisconsin Public Radio.
When are we going to have the Android app?
I think it's coming up pretty soon here.
Because that's what I have too.
Yeah, my understanding is it's coming up soon. I got a little bootleg copy that I put on my phone, and it does work really well. So I think they're pretty close to announcing that. We'll have some messages on the air once it's available.
A bootleg copy. All right. Yeah. We have a lot of callers and more territory to cover, but let's go to Nora in Price County first. Hi, Nora.
Hi. I used to live in Arizona for years, and I used to listen to this woman. For the life of me, I cannot think of her name. She's a pianist, and she used to have musicians on, jazz. And I love jazz, and I wish you had more jazz, if you could put a good jazz station in the evening.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about. That's Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz.
Thank you. God, it was driving me nuts.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Mary McPartland. Yes.
And I think she's either retired or close to retiring. The latest I heard is that she's going off the air. I am familiar with that program, and we always are on the lookout for new programs, so thanks for letting us know that's something of interest.
We do have some jazz on the NPR News and Classical Music Network.
We do, on Friday nights, yeah, and we have a program called Riverwalk, which will soon be going out of production, although it will probably still be available. So we are on the lookout for things like that. So if you're able to listen to the NPR News and Classical Service, you can hear jazz on Friday nights. Also, a number of our regional stations have local jazz programs that are heard as well. So you can go to WPR.org and look at the schedule and see if you might be able to find something there.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold, Associate Director and Director of Content for Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the first Monday of the month, and that means it's Mondays with Mike. Mike Arnold sharing some programming news with you and welcoming your questions, your feedback, and your suggestions. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org.
It's simple. The mind is what the brain does.
That's not exactly right. I don't think.
What about animals? Do they have consciousness or minds?
Does a virus have a mind?
I doubt it. A cat?
Almost certainly. A human?
Don't know about you, friend, but I sure do.
That is, that's a clip from a video that is posted on the, to the best of our knowledge, a Kickstarter webpage. Apparently, we are raising money through Kickstarter to produce a comic book that will be produced in conjunction with a series that, to the best of our knowledge, is putting together, Mike?
That's right. Yeah, to the best of our knowledge, always does a special series of programs, and this year they're doing a six hours of programming about consciousness, and it actually is an interesting time right now because of brain science and how it's developing and everything. So consciousness is a really interesting thing to do, and on the radio, it's requiring about 6 hours to do that. And they were thinking, well, is there a way that we can help people understand this stuff that is a little bit more fun and a little bit more engaging? So that's why we're trying this comic book idea. And we're working with a pretty well-known comic book writer. I guess he wrote something about the physicist, what's his name? Feynman. I can't remember his first name, but he was a very popular physicist,
all right,
if that's possible. And because sometimes physicists are not as popular as they should be. So what this does is it takes these concepts from the 6 hours of To the Best of Our Knowledge and puts them in a comic book and in an entertaining kind of way, helps you sort of get engaged into this subject matter. And we thought that it would be fun to experiment with Kickstarter. Kickstarter is this new thing. It's a crowdfunding. I mean, actually, public radio was sort of the first crowdfunding organization in the world. But this is a slightly different situation where they get people and they say, here's something we'd like to do because we think it's interesting. And if you give us money, we'll do it. And that's what we're doing with this, is if we can get enough money for the comic book, we will produce the comic book. So it's kind of fun. So far, I think we're over $1,000 and we still have about a month to go. So I think we should be able to make it. But if you want to support it, you want to read about it, go to the To the Best of Our Knowledge site. I think they have a link directly to the Kickstarter thing. Or if you go to the Kickstarter thing and you look for, I think, To the Best of Our Knowledge, you should be able to find it. But it's pretty cool.
Very neat. And I'm looking forward to actually hearing the To the Best of Our Knowledge series, Meet Your Mind, The Science of Consciousness. And this is going to be airing in some months, probably.
Yes, it is coming up, and we will definitely have promos for it. But it's a pretty fascinating subject once you get engaged in it. And I think that's one of the things that's great about To the Best of Our Knowledge is it deals with a lot of issues that you certainly don't hear a lot of other radio stations doing 6-hour series on consciousness. And it's not because it's not interesting. It's because there are other things that are more commercially popular. So that's one of the nice things about To the Best of Our Knowledge here on Wisconsin Public Radio. So hope you'll be able to check that out.
Let's take some more calls. Lynn in Lake Geneva is with us. Hello, Lynn.
Hi. I'm calling because I'm interested in the fish and the wildlife and the natural lands of the state. And I know that you have a program on Friday about gardening and birds. But I thought that it might be nice to have a weekend program where you featured people from the Natural Resources Foundation or the Department of Natural Resources or Fish and Wildlife that talk about kind of what's going on in the state and would accept questions.
Thanks, Lynn. So a DNR-related program.
Correct.
Yeah.
DNR,
yeah.
Or then there's also the Natural Resources Foundation, which offers to members, they have various field trips throughout the state. And, for example, we attended a program sponsored by them that went to see the Kirtland warblers that are now nesting in Wisconsin and had a very interesting fellow talk to us from the Fish and Wildlife group. I'm sorry, I don't know the exact name of it, but I think that people that, and I think it would be good for a weekend so that when people are visiting the state, they can hear about the natural aspect of the state and the wildlife that we have that draws so many people here.
Thanks very much for that idea. What do you think? That sounds like a neat idea.
That's a really great idea. I'm writing that down. We'll definitely keep that in mind. That's a very good suggestion. Thanks, Lynn.
Yeah, I like it. Just for the benefit of other listeners who may not be aware, Larry Mueller certainly does a garden talk show every Friday. But he also, every Wednesday, while it's not labeled Natural Resources Talk, does talk a lot about environmental issues and that sort of thing. I think it's just about every Wednesday.
Yeah.
But it's still, I think that's a very interesting idea to have, a dedicated hour to it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Jacob in Burlington is with us. Hi, Jacob.
Hi. I have a suggestion for perhaps a Wisconsin homegrown new program. And at Burlington High School, they have a low-power radio station. And there's a group of students who do all of the programming, all of the DJing. I think the teacher mentor is Tom Gilding, I think is his name, but they do a wonderful program. It's a low power, so it's just a local reception, but a great variety of music types of things, and I think it could be wonderful to develop both young listeners as well as young radio expertise into something that could be aired on Wisconsin Public Radio, something creative that they might be able to do to perhaps feature Wisconsin music or alternative music or something that they that might bring in young listeners.
That's a very, very interesting idea. I know that we do have some of our stations that do have a time, not necessarily for high school kids to be on the air, but younger people are on the air in the evenings on some of our stations. But we're also looking into some ways of working with different youth radio groups, because there are a number of them across the state. In fact, we have one visiting today at our studios in Madison today. So that's definitely something we can keep in mind. We are interested in finding ways of drawing younger people into the station in different ways. So that's a great idea, Jacob.
Thanks very much, Jacob, for that call. You know, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Mike, because I know you're still kind of the new guy on the block. But way back when we did, we used to do the Young People's Radio Contest, and some schools would participate in this, and then the schools would put together, the kids at school would put together radio productions.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then people would judge them, and we would air them on Wisconsin Public Radio, the winners, you know, sometime in the middle of the night.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's kind of a cool idea. I mean, and I do think actually the idea of interest in youth is one of the reasons why we're picking up from the top too, because that includes, you know, I mean, there are kids as young as 8 who are on that show. And we're hoping they'll be able to do something somewhere in Wisconsin as a live event. And it also fits in with some of the things we do, you know, the Neil Silva competition and things like that. But I think the idea of a young people's radio program like that sounds kind of fun. Yeah. So maybe we'll look into that.
And Mike, if we put on a show geared to kids, do we think we'd get a bunch of kids listening to Wisconsin Public Radio?
Well, it's a little difficult. I mean, you know, radio is one of those things that it's more of a format driven thing where, you know, it's not like TV where you can have like a half hour that's dedicated to something and people tune in. And actually, TV is less that way now with cable TV and everything, all the channels. But I think one of the things you can do with programs that are targeted to younger people is you just get people more engaged, and you have to start somewhere. I mean, actually, Wisconsin Public Radio has a lot of people who are young who are listening. They're just a smaller percentage than people of a certain age who listen to public radio. So we do have a lot of young people listening already. So it's one of those balances that you have to do, but it's always good to inject new voices and new ideas and new thinking into what we're doing. So, you know, it always turns out for the best.
If there's a young person listening right now, maybe you're being held hostage in the back seat.
That often happens.
You can call in on Mom or Dad's cell phone at 1-800-642-1234 and tell us what kind of radio show would you like to hear or create, or what questions do you have for Mike Arnold, our Associate Director and Director of Content for Wisconsin Public Radio, about what you hear or don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Ralph in Little Suamico is with us. Hello, Ralph.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a quick question. I don't know if anybody else has discussed this or anything, but when Gene Faraca retired and that slot was open, Ben Marins was moved up to 3 and 4, and then that 5 o'clock slot was taken by a new program called Q. And I it doesn't seem to be anything that I can relate to at all, and maybe I'm the only one that feels that way, but, you know, interviews with musicians that play in bands and things like that, I half of them I don't even know who they are.
Right.
But if would it be possible, and maybe Ben doesn't want to even do this, for Ben to go back to 4 and 5 and for you to have some kind of, like, international news kind of show or something to do with international events at 3 o'clock.
Is that something that you feel like's kind of missing a little bit? Or?
Yeah, I think that's missing. You know, there's a lot of stuff on, and Gene Faraca kind of had that kind of show where, you know, she'd concentrate on Zimbabwe or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the U.S. citizens get a lot of information on the rest of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we're always looking at the schedule. I mean, it's interesting. Q is one of those programs where people seem to, there's some people who really don't connect with it very well, and then there are other people who think it's really great. In fact, we had a recent listener who said that he's 23 and he wanted to say that he really loves Q at 5 o'clock. And, you know, I mean, we've heard a lot of younger people saying they enjoy the program. There are also a number of other people who say they like it. But then there are other people like you, Ralph, who say, I don't really get where that's going. So, I mean, I think that's one of the things we're looking at as we move forward is that at the right time. And a lot of people like to hear more topical discussions, I think, when they're driving home from work or spending time in the afternoon. So it's something that we'll definitely keep in mind.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Ralph?
I just said thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Steve on Facebook writes, I've always enjoyed Jean Faraca's show, and I'm glad I can still hear her in your archives. How long will her shows be available on your website?
I think the plan is to keep them as long as we can. Yeah. I mean, we're actually one of the things we're trying to do. We just got a new director of online content, and it seems like the joke around Wisconsin Public Radio is that we're always a year away from our website redesign, but I think we're actually going to move forward on that. But even though we will be moving forward with that, things like Here on Earth will continue to be on there and available to people so that you can continue to listen. So that's the plan.
Our next caller is Chris in Columbus. I love saying that. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Hello. I am Eddie, and I stole the phone from my dad.
Oh, good. It's a young person. I'm glad you did. So what would you like to tell us about? What kind of show would you like to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio?
Well, I have a question. What's going to happen to Car Talk?
Oh.
Ooh, that is a good question.
Car Talk, Click and Clack, I have said they're going to retire, but NPR will provide repeats or tapes of the program, things that we might not have heard before, but they'll be, they'll continue on tape.
It will continue to be heard, and it will continue to be heard on Wisconsin Public Radio. Do you have any thoughts about that, Chris? Would you like to continue to hear Car Talk, even though it's in repeats, or would you like something else?
Yes. You would. About a funny show about, Car Talk pets.
We didn't hear that, Chris. What?
What a funny show about, Car Talk.
Well, it's a funny show like Car Talk.
A funny show like Car Talk. Well, I mean, I think we can work on that.
I think that's a great idea. People like a little bit of humor on the weekend. That's why Car Talk is so popular, isn't it, Mike?
That's true. That's true. And I do think that, we were always thinking about that. And I think that's actually one of the things that Michael Feldman was thinking about with the hour-long version of his show is trying to figure out a way of making something that might work for different people, which is why he does the two versions of his show. So I'm hoping that you'll get a chance to listen to that because I think that should be quite a fun program that's going to be starting soon on Wisconsin Public Radio. But we're always on the lookout for other programs like that. I think the great thing about Car Talk is it is one of those programs that, kids can enjoy, adults can enjoy, all sorts of different kinds of people can enjoy. And it's really nice to have a program like that that sort of brings people together on Wisconsin Public Radio. So we're definitely looking for that.
Good. Let me bring a little bit of debate into the program, Mike. I know that Ira Glass, the host of This American Life, has made some waves in the public radio community by suggesting that Car Talk should just maybe retire gracefully with a Click and Clack, and that public radio should make room for the next big thing or the next Click and Clack, and by airing the repeats, that's not going to happen. What do you think?
Well, I think it's possible to do both. I mean, I think that there are a lot of people who enjoy Car Talk and will continue to enjoy listening to Car Talk. Whether it will stay in the same time slot long term, I don't know. It's possible it may move to a different time, probably not midnight, though. As long as they're available, I think we'll continue to do that. But one of the things that we're thinking about here is how can we sort of stick with the tried and true, trusted programs that are doing really well and also introduce new things. I think it's possible to do a little bit of both. And that's something that we're definitely working on here. But I don't think Car Talk's going to go away instantly here. It'll definitely be on for a while. And as I said, it may move to a new time at some point. But we want to do both.
Well, I want to thank, I think that was Chris's son in Columbus for taking the phone from his dad. Fran in Madison is with us next. Hello, Fran.
Hi. I've gotten a whole lot of ideas just from listening to the rest of you. The international news is a real good one. But I wanted to mention one segment of music that I never hear enough of, and it could be in any, you know, in any context. It could be in another program that exists already. Choral music from a probably from a university. I used to listen when I was younger to a station up in Duluth and Superior that came out of I don't know if it came out of, it was from Minnesota, and it could have been from St. Olaf's or something.
Yep. Yeah, it was probably WCAL.
Yeah. Okay, but it was just, it was so wonderful, and I've never heard anything quite like that here, so I'm just throwing that in. If you could get something that had more choral music, it could, you know, contemporary. Also, to underline the Marion McPartland thing, if you get anything like that, that would be super.
Okay.
So thank you so much.
Thank you, Fran. Appreciate your call. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Tony in Platteville is with us. Hello, Tony.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, all right. I was just calling in. You said younger listeners could call in, so I was doing so.
Oh, you're a younger listener. Okay, great.
I'm a student at UW-Platteville, but I used to work at the Burlington radio station that a previous caller mentioned. As far as working with students from there, you might get more than you bargained for. I know for a very long time when Terry Havel was the general manager, and he's worked all over the state in radio, he had the station as a GM in the top 100 in the country listed for about 5 years by a lot of different journals. So something to consider. And as far as programming, I just wanted to note that as far as international programs are appreciated by more than just the older audience.
All right.
So things like, you know, when you say international, do you mean things like the BBC World Service or what do you mean?
Yeah, actually, that's I used to do a very long commute because I lived in Burlington, but dated a girl from Platteville. I'm driving back and forth all the time. And at 11 o'clock at night, I mean, I'd be waiting for the BBC to turn on before I'd make my 2-hour exodus. So.
Wow. Well, that's great. Well, thanks a lot, Tony.
Yeah, thanks very much. We do have the BBC on the Ideas Network overnights every night, but maybe more international during the day is what people are suggesting. All right, let's. I'm not sure where I'm going right now, so I'm going to go to Shauna in Oconomowoc.
Really?
Hello, Shauna.
Do we ever know where we're going? I don't know. Okay.
Hi. I'm calling. I'm kind of a young person. I'm 20 years old, and I listen to WPR every day on my way in to and from work. I also have a pretty long commute. And I just want to say one program I really like, and I think maybe not for super young people, but my age, young adults might appreciate more, is the On Your Money, the financial advisor program on Tuesday mornings, I believe it is.
Yeah.
I only catch it every once in a while because it's just not at the right time for me. But I find that really helpful, and I think that's something that, like I said, young adults may be more ignorant about than we would like to be. And so it's really helpful, even if you just have like a question or something, or just to hear those perspectives about, you know, even like retirement planning or anything that we might not have thought about before, to hear that. I find that like a really, really helpful program.
Thank you, Sean. I'm so happy that we have young people listening to On Your Money. I host that program with Kevin McKinley. Financial planner Kevin McKinley from Eau Claire, and we have a lot of fun doing it, and he's the brains of that outfit. But we repeat that show as well on Tuesday evening from 9 until 10. But maybe we need more financial programs elsewhere, Mike?
Well, yeah. I mean, I like On Your Money, too, quite a bit, and think it would be nice to have it on at another time, too, so people could hear it. So that's a good point, Shauna. We'll have to keep that in mind in the future. And I think that's one of the things that's really interesting about the Ideas Network, is it really is unlike a lot of public radio stations around the country, in that there's a lot of really good sort of how-to advice kind of programs on this station. And it's one of the things that we think really makes it special. So we appreciate you you bringing that up, Shauna. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shauna. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold, Associate Director, Director of Content for Wisconsin Public Radio. It's the August edition of Mondays with Mike. We're talking about some upcoming program changes for both the Ideas Network and the NPR News and Classical Music Networks, talking about programs that we might want to create to be heard on Wisconsin Public Radio. And we're asking you, what would you like to hear more of or less of on Wisconsin Public Radio? And if you could create your own show, what would it be? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Stay tuned for All Things Political coming up after 9 o'clock. Kathleen will be talking with political journalist Craig Gilbert coming up, and I'm sure she's going to talk briefly with Craig about what happened in Oak Creek, the shooting at that temple in Oak Creek over the weekend yesterday, and she'll deal with that more in her 10 o'clock hour as well. This is Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold, Associate Director and Director of Content for Wisconsin Public Radio. And we have a listener log comment, Mike, someone who says, we live in Sri Lanka, almost halfway around the world. We turn you on at breakfast or at about 9 p.m. our time, and we leave you on for hours. So tell your nighttime personalities that there are real people out here who really enjoy their work and the Midwestern accents. That's cute. So we do have, do we have any idea how many people listen to Wisconsin Public Radio online or around the world or around the country?
We're still trying to figure that one out, actually. Our website has a surprisingly large number of people who come on a monthly basis. I think it's over 200,000 people. A lot of them are in Wisconsin. A lot of them are in the United States, but there are a number of people in Sri Lanka and elsewhere around the world who listen to us. It's pretty fascinating. We've sort of redefined the notion of broadcasting. Now you can listen anywhere you want. And I think that's one of the reasons why we want to work on things like the iPad app, which is now available, and other things, so that we can expand our reach even more to more people and expose more people to the Midwestern accent. Mm-hmm. So, and other things.
What accent, Norman? Joan in Williams Bay. Hello, Joan.
Oh, good morning. I would like to see a show on parenting, making parenting easy and fun. Some positive advice, maybe even having parents on the show sharing their tips, mainly to show parents how to raise children to respect authority without killing them or inflicting pain. I think that would be very helpful, and especially, and then a show that people can turn on for a quick tip, you know, for the day, especially working mothers.
Mm-hmm. So you think maybe like a once a week kind of a program?
Once a week would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think many years ago we used to have a show like that.
Yeah, Dr. Sylvia Rim, yeah. on raising kids.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I think she moved to Cleveland, and I'm not sure.
Continued doing the show for a while, but
yeah.
It's definitely, I mean, I do think that's one of the things that we can do is provide that kind of feedback. So, Joan, that's a good idea. We'll put that on our list.
Yeah. That was Tom Clark and Sylvia Rim were co-hosts of that show. Jan in Appleton is with us. Hello, Jan.
Oh, hi. I'd love to hear something like Ken Nordine's Word Jazz, which has been on Chicago Public Radio for years, and it is just brilliant and funny and strange and it's sophisticated. It's just amazing show. Love to hear more humor like that. A lot more humor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think Ken Nordine's Word Jazz has been around for years and years and years. And when I was it was one of my first jobs in public radio. It was unpaid, and I was the host in Muncie, Indiana, back mm-hmm. in the 80s, and that was one of the shows I had to play, was Word Jazz. And I remember, you know, I was about 19 years old back then, and it was very exciting to listen to Ken Nordine, and it's amazing. The show's still on. I think his son is keeping it going. Ken is still alive, but I don't think he's producing the shows anymore. And I think that's one of the things we want to do by bringing on shows like The Moth and Radiolab. I think The Moth in particular is, there are a lot of programs out there that try different things. There are other programs as well, like there's a show called Wiretap from Canada, which is hosted by a guy named Jonathan Goldstein, which is kind of has a similar feel to it in some ways. I don't know if that's something we'll ever pick up, but I know exactly what you're talking about. There's something about hearing sort of a strange voice in the night sometimes that can be fun. So we'll keep that in mind.
Thank you very much, Jan. Jim in Madison called in to suggest adding Amy Goodman's Democracy Now! And the Diane Rehm Show to Wisconsin Public Radio's lineup.
Okay, good. Well, we'll put those on the list. I know that there are a number of stations that already air Democracy Now! In Wisconsin, so we want to be respectful to those stations, but we'll definitely keep that in mind. And I know that the Diane Rehm Show, some people mention that, but one of the things that I think we're really interested in doing on the Ideas Network is having our own local programs here that are Wisconsin-focused and hosted by people here. And if we were to do that, we'd have to adjust our schedule in a way that we may not like in some ways, because I think we like the Wisconsin-based programming. But I know there are some stations that do Diane Rehm at different times, so that's something we'll keep in mind.
Our next caller is Bill in Orfordville. Hello, Bill.
Good morning. I've been involved in women's and girls' sports as a career for quite some time, 40 years more or less, and I don't see anything out there on that. And there's a great deal of myth and information and male sports modeling that is being kind of forced on the girls in various sports and things. And I think it's a topic that has, kind of died with the women's movement. But more and more schools of programs and things like this, and the kids and girls are more and more involved, and the girls of girls are much more athletic. And I just think it's an area that's totally missed by any kind of media, let alone the radio, on the whole national level.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that we could probably have some more coverage of is women and girls sports and things of that sort with Title IX and everything. I think there's been quite a resurgence. There was a show, I'm trying to think. I don't know if it's still in production or not, called She's Got Game, which was focused on women and sports that was offered to public radio for a while. And I don't know if it's still out there or not. There are a few other programs, but I think there are ways we can cover that. And have covered that, I think, over the years on the Ideas Network and regular programs. But it's definitely something to keep in mind in the future.
Thanks very much, Bill, for the call. You know, I know that there were a number of listeners reacting to it wasn't exactly a programming change. It was a network alignment, I think, on Wisconsin Public Radio in the past month or so. We did get this comment from a listener who says, "We are glad to be able to hear Ben Marins again on WHHI, but we're sorry that we're losing All Things Considered in Marketplace. In our Valley location, we don't have good reception from Madison's classical music station, so we will likely be without these programs." This was to have all Ideas Network programs on,
right,
WHHI, which is an Ideas Network station, but it was believed that most people could pick up All Things Considered on a different station.
We did a lot of investigation and experimentation and sort of driving around the area and listening on radios and trying to make sure that we were doing this in a way that had the least amount, and we found that there were a number of people who could listen to the news and classical service from Wisconsin Public Radio in that area, but also there were some other stations from Iowa and elsewhere that people could hear as well. Another thing that we're working on, though, is we want to set up the option of being able to listen on HD radio to All Things Considered in the news and classical service. I know that not everybody has HD radios, but there are actually a number of them that are affordable out there. So if you have concerns about reception, feel free to call our audience services line and we can help you with that. And if you'd like to try an HD radio, there's some out there. And as I said, they're relatively affordable. So it's possible you might be able to get something that'll work for you.
Linda in Fort Atkinson. Hello, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your question or suggestion?
My suggestion is a program called maybe Mother Says, like an advice program, not so much maybe on relationships, but kind of like what a mom would tell younger people going off to college, or a best friend when they call each other and say, you know, this is happening, and you just kind of give suggestions on what's happening with that. And it could be kind of humorous in some ways. And then I think another part...
Yeah.
It could be. And then I think another part of that might be Mother Says could read nighttime stories for children.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting. So bedtime stories for kids?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, we have the books for adults that get read, twice a day. And maybe that would be some way to draw in a family-type thing where you have, you know, Dr. Seuss books read, or, you know, any books like that, or maybe for young teens, and have a Mother Says read those books for children or young teens.
Do you have some Mother Says advice for us right now, Linda?
Don't take any wooden nickels.
My mom used to tell me that, too. Thank you very much. You're writing that one down, Mike?
Yes, I am. That's an interesting idea. I think that's good, Linda.
Let's go to Sharon in Middleton next. Hi, Sharon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a suggestion. A program that my husband and I listen to on public radio when we're in Florida is called World Have Your Say.
Yes. Yeah.
And for all the callers who have suggested more international news or international programming, this is fantastic because, believe it or not, it's set up that people from around the world call in response to the topic, and it's very elegantly and kindly monitored so that it's very helpful. You get insight as to the perspective on a topic from around the world.
Yeah, I'm familiar with World Have Your Say. I used to work at Public Radio International, and when I was there, I worked closely with the BBC World Service on that program. So I'm very familiar with that. I think the timing of it, unfortunately, sort of coincides with something that we have on now, so it's a little difficult to get it on the air. But it definitely is something that we'll keep in mind, because World Have Your Say is, it's very much like the Ideas Network, except it brings in an international audience to talk about different issues. So we'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Thank you so much, Sharon. We have some upcoming highlights for Simply Folk coming up. Mike, I understand that Stephanie Elkins is working on some specials.
Yeah, she's working on a number of live field recordings. I don't know if you heard, it was in July, I think. I heard the Billy Bragg concert that was recorded. That was really good. We also have the Pines coming up. There's a whole list. If you go to the WPR website, you can read that. But Stephanie Elkins has really done a wonderful job with that show and has a lot of good special features and interviews that are part of the program. So if you're a folk fan, I think you'll be very impressed at the repertoire of people that are on. Including Amy Ray of the Indigo Girl. She's going to be on around Labor Day. So that'll be fun.
Next we go to Mark in Kenosha. Hello, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your idea?
Well, I think it would be nice if you guys had more shows like you had with the Food Friday show. Because I have to admit, she was a lot of fun to listen to. The guests and topics that she had were very entertaining and very educational. I'm a chef of my own restaurant down here in Kenosha, and I would get out of here after my fish fry on Friday and listen to that on my way home from work.
I love it. We try to talk about food on this show every once in a while, but it's not every week. You'd like to have something every week, right, Mark?
It would be nice, yeah. And I also think it might be kind of fun if you had a show that traveled to the smaller local Kenosha, the smaller local Wisconsin restaurant.
Maybe your restaurant, Mark? I'm just teasing.
Mine would be nice, but I'm not saying it has to be mine.
No.
Almost like a Wisconsin radio version of the Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives type thing.
I like that. Can I do that, Mike?
Sure. If we can buy that car that he drives around in, that would be really cool.
Oh, yeah. That what is it, a Mustang? I don't even
Camaro
know.
Camaro or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, but we wouldn't have to dye our hair a weird color or anything like that. You wouldn't have to do that. But that's a good
Mark,
idea.
Mark, thanks for that idea. Really good. We have less than 30 seconds, Mike. Did we forget about anything?
I don't think we did. But if we did, I'm sure I'll hear about it after I get out of the studio.
Mike Arnold or Mike Crane will be with us the first Monday of next month. And you don't have to wait until then, though. If you have suggestions or questions or feedback about Wisconsin Public Radio, you can always get a hold of us anytime. Go to our website, WPR.org, and you'll see lots of spots there where you can email us. You can call Audience Services, 1-800-747-7444. How about regular mail, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Mike, thanks for being here.
It was great to be here.
Mike Arnold, Associate Director, Director of Content for Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.